Beyond Places and Faces.
Hi guys, and welcome back to the podcast Behind Places and Faces. I am Neja, and today I'm not going to be alone. I have a very special guest, and that's Russell Vesey. He's probably not special just to me, but to all Slovenians that visited his place. In this evening chat, we're not going to talk about just how Slovenians ended up here, but also about Kiwi lifestyle, well, some holy guacamole traveling stories, and I'm not gonna spoil it. Let's just listen. Oh, and also, guys, we have another guest that maybe you're gonna hear it sneaking around the microphone. That's our little Archie.
Behind Places and Faces.
Today is with me very special guest, because who else is gonna live on a Lord Auckland Street? King himself, Russell Vesey. Hi.
Hi, I'm Russell. I am not a lord, but I do live in Lord Auckland Road. It is not a road, it's more like a street. So yeah, and I'm not royalty, but I feel like I'm royalty because I have Nez staying with me all the way from Slovenia.
Oh, yeah, I feel like a princess here. I do.
All right, well, I'm a lord then.
Is it this strange? Do we move to the man cave or you're feeling fine?
I'm fine here.
Do you know that here was the first time that I was introduced like man cave? Like,
never known a man cave before.
No, I mean, I didn't know, like, man cave, maybe it's in our place, like, in garage, some...
They're called she sheds.
No, it's a place where you have, like, equipment, not, like, little brewery and little...
It's a place for Kiwi men to get away from their wives, so we call it a man cave, so, yeah, hence the words man cave. So it's not actually a cave as such, it's, It is a well-equipped shed, so yeah. Well, and it has a brewery in it, and it has Sky TV, and it has... What else does it have in it?
I think I can find everything, from everything. The bike, from the...
We'll send you some photos one day.
Well, we also have a little guest today that will maybe make some noises. Archie, we adopted a dog.
Nez adopted a dog. I did not have any say in it. So yeah, the dog is here because Nez wants the dog here.
No. Okay, fine. No, we're just nice, and I'm doing my auntie duties. So you know that you're the first born and raised Kiwi on my podcast as a guest.
Oh, am I?
Yeah, you are. And
do I get paid for this?
Oh, yeah, loads of money. So do I have to do replanting or something?
Okay, yeah, well, I've got a list as long as your arm. So, yeah, I'll just keep on bringing the list out.
So I have to tell you what happened today, actually, at work. I didn't tell yet. The last time I explained that I was looking for a work and I didn't get it. And now I started and I have an amazing team. Really, the guys and everyone who is working, we had fun, music, everything. And I got a new name.
Yes, what is it?
You know, when I met some French people, they gave me a nickname, Nini. But now I got another nickname from one French/Argentina/Swiss girl. And she was like, you know that Niza means snow in French? And I was like, oh, okay. I didn't know that. And she was like, also, we are doing it now with apples, so you can be Snow White and you can die because of apples. And I was like, okay, but I do need a prince to wake me up then. And she was like, oh, yeah, you can choose, like, on the other side of it, like, 20 guys from Tonga. And the guys were like, yep, I can be a prince. And I was like, sweet.
Nez has found a Kiwi male.
Well, we're gonna see about that. How would you describe your life in 5 sentences?
How would I describe my life? Hectic to boring and back to hectic again. Fulfilled, although I can't go overseas at the moment, so I'm somewhat subdued. So I am just waiting for our Prime Minister to let me go overseas or let me come back into New Zealand. So, yeah. That's a silly question. How would you describe your life?
No, I was thinking, like, you were all your life in Nelson, in Wakefield, or you were
living everywhere else? No, I was born down on the west coast of New Zealand and shifted up to Nelson. So, yeah, I really haven't gone far, so, yeah.
Oh, well, you went out of rain.
Rain?
West coast and raining.
Oh, the rain, yeah. And spent a lot of time growing up in Wakefield, left Wakefield for quite a few years, and look at me now, I'm back in Wakefield.
Before you started this company, you were also an electrician, right?
That's right, yes. I have been an electrician for 20 years, I suppose, before I decided that there was bigger and brighter things to do, so yeah. and now I do nothing, so yeah.
Do you? Who is waking up every day at 5 or even before that and goes to work? Because
I still wake up early, don't I? But I don't really do a lot, so yeah. Yeah. I do go into work occasionally, so yeah, I still own a business, but I have people run the business for me, so I'm probably very, very lucky.
That's alive. That's what people say.
Yeah, yeah.
That's really good. Do you maybe have any?
Oh, here we go. What's this?
No, we always have on my podcast the part that you probably heard of it, Holy Guacamole. And that's the part where we're sharing some amazing traveling stories or things that were really funny that happened on our travelers. Mm. Because you were traveling so much, you definitely should have something.
Right. Probably one of the funniest things on my travels was when I was in India and I was staying on a boat in Lake Dal, which is in Kashmir, is it? Northern India. And it was a beautiful boat and it was, you know, fine china and everything. And we had an Indian punkawala that was keeping us cool, waving a fan and stuff like that. And everything was fine. And then one day I decided to go around the back of the other side of the boat and I could see these brown turds floating in the water. So it amused me that everything looked absolutely wonderful on one side of the boat, but you go over to the other side and that's where all your poos go. So yeah.
Ooh, yucky.
Ooh, yuck. So yeah. But yeah, it's you're putting me on a spot, really. There's lots of things that you should have actually given me a list of questions before you answered and put me on the spot. So,
did
yeah.
I tell you yesterday to think about some travelling stories?
Oh, okay. Well, yeah, there's a travelling story. We got robbed in Los Angeles. The hotel room, believe it or not, got broken into, and we'd been to Tijuana and bought about 6 leather jackets, as you do when you go to Tijuana, and all our jackets got stolen, and nobody was interested in that. Evidently it occurs all the time, so
awesome.
That was just wonderful. So yeah.
Maybe shop has agreement with the hotel. You buy, you save.
Well, yeah, I dare say that they just didn't want us to take it out of America, so yeah. Hopefully it went back to Tijuana, to Mexico. Maybe somebody else bought it or whatever.
Nice. Nice.
So, yeah, I'm just trying to think about the travels that I've had, where I've been to. Oh, when I was last in Slovenia, I hired a car and went to, relied on Google to get me to Paran, and ended up in Italy, so that was interesting.
Where did you go?
Oh, I don't know where I went.
Paran.
I was going to, you know, Piran down.
Oh, yeah, Piran.
Piran down the bottom there.
Ah, yeah, Piran.
And Google sent me to Italy somehow, so yeah.
Yeah, probably Trieste or
yeah, Trieste. Where's Trieste now?
It's basically when you're in Koper or in Piran, you can see.
Is Trieste in Italy? Trieste, Italy, or?
Yeah.
So I ended up in Trieste, yeah. So, and that was just recently. That was only a couple of years ago that I was in Slovenia, so.
I invited you today here because you know that I call this place Slovenzandia.
How did you get that name? What do you call it?
Slovenzandia. I just put Slovene and
New
Zealand. Slovenzandia.
Dorothea used to call Slovenia little New Zealand or something.
I call it also the little New Zealand. I received some beautiful messages for you. I'm going to read to you and then you're going to tell us how this place become a little Slovenia in New Zealand. Russell literally saved our asses while living in New Zealand. Well,
I know the story, yeah.
We'll be forever grateful to meet him. We drank beer together every Wednesday and Friday after a hard day of working on a hop farm and his mate's man cave, who was our boss, actually. In July, Russell was off to Europe for 6 weeks. We suggested he visit Slovenia for a couple of days as well and absolutely loved it. Was this the first time when you visited Slovenia?
No, I'd been there before, but it was called Yugoslavia. It was probably before all of you were born. So, yeah.
That could be possible, yeah. I contacted my sister. She took him around Savinska and showed him some nice places in the area. He even met my parents and visited my family home where he drank schnapps with my father, who doesn't know a word of English. I haven't seen my family for more than 6 months at that time. Later on, we were struggling on a farm we lived, and Russell offered to take us in for 2 weeks so we wouldn't live in our camper in the middle of winter. In the end, we stayed way longer than 2 weeks and later returned for 3 months. He always treated us as a family. We had countless barbies, breezes, and fun conversations together. Lord Auckland was our safe haven, a place we knew we can always return to. I believe our time in New Zealand would be much different and probably harder and not as comfortable if we haven't met Russell.
Dorothea, is that... those words coming out of your mouth, that is wonderful.
We made his home a backpacker's house. Back then, it was a joke, but soon became reality as many more backpackers stay there after we left.
Mm.
Cheers, Russell, and come to Slovenia ASAP. We're waiting for you and miss you.
Oh, thank you, Dorothea. I miss you too, and I'll be there as soon as I can. So, yeah, fun times.
And I have another one.
Oh, who's this?
Well, we met Russell through Dorothea and Dennis. Who was after Dorothea and Dennis?
It would be Anya. And, Anya. Well, Anya and Thomas were staying with somebody else in Mahapur or somewhere. I can't actually remember where it was. So, yeah.
They invited us to a barbecue because Dorothea and Dennis were living at Russell's place at the time. Within a month, me and Thomas got a job, which was actually next Wakefield. Russell warmly invited us to stay in his spare room, served us a good beer, and that's how we ended up under his roof. Our idea was to sleep in a car at Russell's property, like typical backpackers. But Russell would say, fucking backpackers. Just to have a place where we could shower after work. We only stayed for a good week then, during the holidays, but because we were keen to travel around the South Island. We spent Christmas with his lovely family. We have traveled many countries, but have never experienced such a hospitality anywhere. In Lord Auckland, we really felt a sense of home away from home, which you miss sooner or later while camping.
Well, Anya, it'll be your turn to share some hospitality with me when I get back over there. So I'm just waiting for my bedroom.
All this positive energy and safety. We returned to Russell and spent the lockdown with him, for what we are truly thankful. Even today, a year after we've been home, we still often miss Russell's sense of humor, our breakfast, evening meals with a bottle
of vino.
Oh, we know. Gardening, Rona's cooking tips, fire, Netflix, and lots of chocolate.
Watching Shameless. Episodes and episodes of Shameless.
You were watching this with them?
Yeah. Yeah, Netflix was the highlight of the day.
Wow. You know that because you all started talking about Shameless so much, I started watching now.
Oh, there you go. It must be a Slovenian thing, is it?
I don't know. You actually told me for that, so that's why I started watching it. This place became a shelter for a lot of Slovenians, and
it is. It's we've had that Slovenian Daya. So hi, oh, that bloody dog. hi, Daya. I'll be over there to visit you shortly as well too.
Daya is saying hi. She was working all summer, and when you're visiting, you have to visit her. But the Daya and Iris were here for just a visit, right? A few days, 2 weeks, something like that.
How long did they stay? Because
I don't remember.
When Daya arrived, I thought it was you that was arriving, and then she introduced herself as Daya, and I said, she's changed her name or something. Well, did I get it wrong? So I didn't actually understand. And then, of course, you know, it all fell into place, and I worked out that, no, Nez was still living in the mountains of South Island somewhere and was going to eventually make it. So, yeah.
Yeah.
Little did I know.
Yeah, and then I came when Daya and Aris already left, and then it was winter time, and the Turks came after Anya and Tamash, right? Then when I came actually just for 3 days.
So yeah, we don't just have Slovenians here. We are multicultural. We've had a few others, but I prefer Slovenians. So yeah, because yeah.
So what is this special thing from Slovenia or in Slovenia?
I think it was probably the fact that I was so warmly welcomed over there. It was a little bit anxious going over there because I sort of felt, am I imposing? What are people going to think or whatever? But everything was so hospitable. Claudia showed me around lots of places and gave me tips, places to visit. And Mrs. Dorothea's mum did my washing for me as well too. Did you hear about that?
No.
Yeah, because I said to Claudia, you know, I need to do some washing. I'm running out of undies. So yeah, and she said, no, put them in a bag and we'll drop them off at mum's. Which we did, and then a few hours later we came home and mum had all the washing done, everything all nicely pressed and everything. So, and then that's when we started drinking snaps with Dorothea's father out the front there, and things. Claudia then decided that we probably should go because I think Dad was actually, you know, getting ready to have a drinking session. So yeah.
Well.
So yeah, that was just the hospitality there. So yeah. And also the other thing that I like about it is that I travelled all around England, Ireland, and we went to Belgium. And of course, you know that I like drinking beer. And all the beer that I tasted in those countries was shit. And the best beer that I tasted in the whole trip was Green Gold Brewery in, where is it, Celje, Vransko? I can't remember.
It's
halfway
between, yeah. It's Vransko and
it's
Celje.
It's in the middle of a hop garden in the middle of nowhere. So, yeah. So that is the special moments that I have for Slovenia. And that's why I want to go back there.
Ah, so beer, schnapps, and Dorothea's mum for washing.
That's it.
You know, yeah, about laundry thing here. In Slovenia, we don't have public laundry rooms.
Oh, don't you?
Maybe in the capital or in the big towns, but every household has usually a washing machine. Yeah.
So it's when I came here and everywhere in every little village is a laundry place, I was like, oh, that's so nice. You can be clean all the time.
But, so yeah, that's what I liked about Slovenia, and it's a beautiful country too. So
yeah, it is.
And you all know that it's beautiful too, don't we?
Yeah. That's why we call it. I think with Dorothea, we call this Little New Zealand.
Little New Zealand, yeah.
Because it's so. We have mountains, we have caves, we have fields, we have farms, we have
rivers,
seaside,
lakes,
everything, yeah. So it's,
castles, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
History.
Yeah, we have history.
That's it. That's what we don't have in New Zealand. We don't have history like you guys have, so.
Yeah, that's true. Like I said, I also came to this place for 3 days and I stayed 4 months.
How long have you been here now?
Long. It's really funny because my plan was to come visit and then go North Island and stuff, but when I came, I don't know, it just felt so nice. And then I met Georgia and we start hanging out, and you know, you get friends, and it's when you're a backpacker, when you have a place where you start connecting with people, it's harder to leave, I guess,
yeah.
And also, yeah, you were so welcome and you were like, oh yeah, do whatever you want.
That's why I enjoy having backpackers here, because I look at their vans, cars or whatever that they're sleeping in, and I think, my god, I couldn't do that for two nights. I'd be crazy. So offer my house, and so you got a bed, you got a shower, a washing machine, everything's here, isn't it?
Yeah, but
how... all you got to do is find yourself a job.
Yeah, but like giving us this place for free, and why you never feel like someone like would destroy, change your house, be too much in your space, taking too much of your time, beer and stuff. You are so like, you're giving and giving and giving. When you think you're gonna have enough?
The house is actually wasted on me because it's big, and I sleep in like one part of the house, don't I? So, and the rest of the time I'm mucking around in the property, I'm in the man cave, I'm making beer, doing other bits and pieces. So I have this huge house that I only really come up and sleep in, so it's nice to share it with backpackers.
I'm really glad that you like Slovenians, because I came back now from the North Island and I have like a little bit crisis of everything because my friends left, I didn't get Australian visa. And if you have a place that you can run to and feel like home, and that no one's going to judge you if you don't do anything for 2 weeks.
That's it. All right, we have got rid of the dog.
Yeah.
That was a great idea of yours, wasn't it? Hey? As it turned out?
Well,
the bloody dog bit me. So yeah, and I've been bleeding profusely. And I lost 1 pint of blood, and so yeah, I've had to have a transfusion. So now I'm fine.
So what was your transfusion?
I didn't put blood back, I put beer back, so yeah.
Oh, did you?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so now I'm full of beer, and I'm a little bit thin on blood, so yeah.
Well, the last thing that we were talking about, it, I'm really thankful and... to stay here because it's the place for
gives you nice memories about Nelson, doesn't it?
Yes
Yeah.
It's lovely.
Yeah,
that's
what it should be like. So yeah, you guys can remember your time spent in New Zealand, especially the time spent with the Lord in Wakefield.
So any other Slovenian is welcome or not?
Anybody that is recommended by you, Nez.
Oh, why? Another decoration with flowers and stuff?
That's right. I prefer them artistic, so yeah. And and understand how a lawnmower works. So yeah.
Wait for it. We're gonna be a painters too now.
That's right. Yes, we're going to have to cover the witchy girls. I've got a bedroom. I've got wallpaper in a bedroom that Nez doesn't like. It's scaring her. So. She wants it gone, so we're just going to paint over it.
No. Let's clarify this. Not just me. It scares everyone also.
Well, yeah.
I'm just the one who I was enough confident to come and said, can I
only paint? Only you, Nez, could get away with that, isn't it? So can we paint it? So, yes, your words were, can we paint it? And I said, no, you can paint it.
No,
so,
I said, if I can paint it.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah.
Yeah. But when you have Slovenians here, do you have anything that you would say that this is typical Slovenian? Or when you see us guys and our habits and stuff?
The one that's most noticeable is how hot you have to have the house, which is, you know, and when Tomáš and Anya were here, they'd be sitting here in the lounge. It'd be 38 degrees or something. Tomáš would be in his shorts and a singlet, and I would walk in and just about faint. So yeah, it's the you're a little bit soft, so you like your houses, you know, far too hot.
No, we call it okay. We call this good isolation. Like in Slovenia, we isolate houses really good. And the other thing is, you know how cold it was today in the morning?
It was 2 degrees, wasn't it?
Yes, and who was in shorts?
Me.
Yeah, so if it's 15 degrees,
it's
you
hot.
Think it's hot. If it's 25, I think it's warm.
Yeah.
So
that is the only thing. Apart from that, most of Slovenia must be normal, so yeah.
Oh, you think?
Well, I presume so yeah.
Well, yeah, and Rona said that the Slovenian girls, we are bossy.
I did notice that about the Slovenian girls. They are quite direct, aren't they? And tend to, things have to be done, you know, now too, isn't it? So, yeah, which is not me.
Is this something you, do you want to tell me something?
No, I'm taking the piss.
Yeah.
So, yeah, but we have two houses on the property. So my 91-year-old mother lives in one house, and Nez and I live in the other house, so yeah.
And you have to admit, Rona, for 90 years, she is
totally independent. She still drives, she plays bowls, she still cooks.
I did
She feeds the and gives recipes, cooking recipes to the Slovenian girl, so yeah.
She does. Mm. But I did realize today that she doesn't have mirrors on the car anymore.
Are they broken, are they?
Yeah, I was like, how she's even turning the car if she doesn't have a... and that's why I think the other day, because it's so many cars parked in the front of this tiny house, you're playing Tetris every time you want to park. I was wondering, that she was like, I think I left a little bit of my paint from the car on the other car. And I was like, what did you do? Yeah, well, it was there in the middle.
She must have collected one of the cars when she was going out the drive, did she?
Yeah.
Oh, really? Oh, my God. All right. So that's why, yeah, she won't tell me, will she? Because, yeah. All right. Oh, well. You're allowed to have little wee mishaps like that when you're 91, aren't you? So, yeah.
Do you have any question for me?
When are you going home? There's somebody else arriving next week. Are you going to be here for another week or?
Who is coming? Me back? But I seriously, I don't know when I'm going home. I don't have a plan. I'm not going to plan anymore. If anyone was asking when I'm coming home, but I'm not going to promise anything. But if you're going to go home before me.
It could be quite possible, couldn't it?
That yeah,
I'll be in Slovenia before you get there. So yeah.
Yeah, I'm going to give you some stuff.
Mm.
For the ending of this episode, I always do like a second sweet of the week. Or like you would say, Kibis would say, almost but nah.
Almost what?
Almost but nah.
Yeah, nah.
Yeah, nah. So it's kind of achievement.
We don't have to sing, do we?
Do you want to?
No, I don't want to sing. So yeah. you do the singing around here. It's
a podcast. It's talking, not singing. But do you have any the things that it was good this week, and are you proud of yourself, or did you totally had a plan to do it, but?
I tend not to plan things for the week because then normally I get disappointed. So I have little things that are going on in my mind that I want to achieve, but I never set myself any timetables because I've got heaps of time to do things in. So if I just want to have a day chilling out, well, I just have a day chilling out. So yeah, I don't do a lot of planning. You know that.
Yeah.
I'm just waiting so that I can hop on that aeroplane and go overseas and know that when I come back to New Zealand, I don't have to sit in a quarantine hotel for 14 days. So
I mean, it would be blessing if you would get a spot.
Yeah, I won't go until I know that there's no quarantining or I can quarantine back here at home. So
because for all the people outside right now, New Zealand, everyone is asking me how to get to New Zealand. You can't. Even the people who want to come to New Zealand, they are living on New Zealand, and they were in overseas because of the sports today, competitions and stuff. They can't get a spot in quarantine because it's not enough space. How many people left out?
I didn't hear what the figures were today, but last Monday they had 3,000 spots available in the quarantine facilities, and it was something like 34,000 people were trying to get those 3,000 spots. So that shows you how many people, and presumably all those 30,000 are Kiwis wanting to come back to New Zealand. So unfortunately I can't get any fresh Slovenians in from Slovenia at the moment until they open up the show, but there must be some floating around New Zealand surely.
Oh, definitely. Or I can go for a day and come back. You know when you said also, I wanted to add, when you said that you don't plan things, and then I always pop out and we start doing some projects and I'm like, he's gonna kill me one day.
Because I'm on my own, obviously, I plan things in my own time and my own way. And then I have this energetic Slovenian female here that decides that this is a good idea, that we should be doing that, and I just sigh and think, really?
But you never say it loud, like, Niz, no?
I never.
You're just right, okay, fine.
I never put a dampener on things, Niz. I'm always positive for your project, so yeah.
And
the house looks wonderful. Anya, you have been replaced at the moment as the gardener, come, what is it? Flower decorator, here.
Yeah, my mum would be proud. Mm-hmm. Okay, what about me? What I did? Oh, yeah, I'm really proud that I started working.
Yeah, that went well today,
oh,
didn't it?
Oh, my God. Can you imagine me, person who was a slightly workaholic, always had to be busy, didn't work for 2 months?
Has it been 2 months?
Yes! But three weeks...
Oh, because you got stuck in Wellington, didn't you?
Yes, and 3 weeks was really fun, right, because I was chilling and it was like I was planning. And then I got stuck for 4 more weeks in quarantine. And then I came here, didn't find a job. And now I finally started working. I had a good team, good vibe. So I'm really, really happy. And now also I'm going to be less pain in the ass for you. Whee! Win-win!
Niz, you know that is going to be... It is going to be so quiet here when you leave. So, yeah, I'm sure that I'll hear, when I'm walking around the house, I'll hear voices. It'll be Nizzy voices. So, yeah.
Or I can just paint my faces everywhere.
That's it.
Yes. Well, thank you so much for joining me today.
And hi, everybody over in Slovenia again. And I will get there as soon as I can. So, yeah.
How are you going to say in Slovene, Dad?
What, in Slovenian?
Yeah.
Well, they all speak English, so I don't have to...
Can you at least try one word?
No, there's no need to. Why should I learn Slovenian when all you people speak English?
My mom doesn't speak English.
No, but that could be... We'll have to have an interpreter, won't we, while your mum's there. So that's probably a good idea, isn't it, that there'll be somebody there translating. So yeah
please start learning.
I think there's more of a chance of your mum learning English than what there is me learning Slovenian. So yeah.
Yeah, maybe if she's going to start listening her daughter's podcast in the future.
Oh, she won't be able to understand that. Will it be translated, will it?
No, she just don't listen.
So, yeah.
But yeah.
So
okay.
I digress, but why are you sending a podcast to Slovenia, but you're speaking in English?
I'm not sending it just in Slovenia. I put it up in a Google Podcast, Apple Podcast, Spotify.
Oh, right.
So it's everywhere so that my overseas friends can listen.
Right. So that means then that the majority of the people speak English, don't they? So
yeah.
So you have to speak. So I rest my case. There's no need for me to learn Slovenian, is it? Because...
Bugger off. I think it's time to finish this episode, guys.
Okay.
And
thank you very much for inviting me onto your podcast tonight, Nezi. And I don't think I'll be famous as a result of this, but who knows? So, yeah, it could be small steps.
I think you can have bookings.
Can you? So
you can have bookings here because you're going to have a line of people waiting here.
Oh, what? To
come
for a
and
bedroom.
Stay. Yeah. Guys, you know the drill. Subscribe, follow, share, and write me the stories that you have for Holy Guacamole, because we are looking forward to share it with everyone. And see you later, alligator. Stay tuned.
Kia kaha.
Behind places and faces.